This is 91.7 KLW San Francisco. Today is Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2019. It's the 212th day of the year, 153 days remaining until the end of the year, and 54 days until autumn begins. The sun rose this morning at 6:13. The sun will set at 8:19 tonight. We have 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight to play in. The first high tide will be at 12:47 this afternoon. The solar transit will be at 1:16. The next low tide at 5:17 this afternoon. And the final high tide at 11:30 tonight. The moon is currently 0.3% visible. It's still a waning crescent moon. It will become a proper new moon at 8:11 tonight. Today is National Avocado Day, National Cotton Candy Day, National Jump for Jelly Beans Day, Mutt Day, Raspberry Cake Day, Shredded Wheat Day, Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day, World Ranger Day. It's also Hawaiian Sovereignty Restoration Day. It's also Martyrdom Day of Shahid Udham Singh in Haryana and Punjab, India. Treasury Day in Poland and Warriors Day in Malaysia. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with S.S. Kresge, Fred Quimby, Milton Friedman, Hank Jones, Kurt Gowdy, Primo Levi, Ahmet Erdogan, Hillary Putnam, Kenny Burrell, great jazz guitarist whom we're listening to right now, Ted Cassidy, Geraldine Chaplin, Gary Lewis, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, Wesley Snipes, and J.K. Rowling. On this day in history, in 781, the oldest recorded eruption of Mount Fuji. In 1874, Dr. Patrick Francis Healy becomes the first African-American inaugurated as president of a predominantly white university, Georgetown University. And in 1971, on the Apollo program, Apollo 15 astronauts become the first to ride in a lunar rover. Vroom, vroom. Let's watch the dust kick up. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin_vance@yahoo.com. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 8:52. It's 91.7 KLW San Francisco, KLW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. A reminder that all San Francisco children and teens under the age of 18 are eligible for lunch and snacks, free lunch and snacks during the summer, regardless of income. Visit sfusd.edu and search for summer meals. So what else do we do now that school is out? Why not go to your local library? Here's what's going on in San Francisco's public libraries. Lego motor cars. You can build your own starting at 11 o'clock at the Mission Bay Program Room. It's at the Mission Bay branch at 964th Street. Power up your engineering skills with Lego. Apply real-world concepts in physics and engineering to make your own motorized cars. This is for kids ages 5 and up. Space is limited. There's a telephone number to call to sign up. That's 415-355-2838. Get creative building Lego. We provide the pieces. The library will provide all the pieces needed to create vehicles, robots, castles, and more. That's going on at 11 o'clock today at the Mission Bay branch at 964th Street. Also, lunch is on us at the main library at 11:30 at 100 Larkin Street. Downtown. Make your own zoetrope at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Richmond Meeting Room at the Richmond Branch at 351 9th Street, and Music, Movement, and Mindfulness with Charity Khan in the Anza Meeting Room at the Anza Branch at 550 37th Avenue. Some fun stuff to do today in San Francisco's public libraries. Go to sfpl.org/summerstribe. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. The time is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC at 2 o'clock today. More BBC news later this hour. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a few local news stories. Two aspects revealed about that 19-year-old man who went on a gunfire rampage at the Gilroy Garlic Festival last weekend that killed two people, two children and one adult, and injured more than 20 people. One is that he used an AK-47 style rifle. He couldn't get it here in California because of strong laws here. But he did buy it at a gun show in Nevada, and he brought the weapon back here illegally. He apparently lived for a short time in Nevada as well. The FBI is also revealing that the young assailant was considered as kind of a loner. So far as is known, he may not have collaborated with another person, and he may not have explicitly told anyone he was going to shoot and kill people. A busy day in Sacramento yesterday. It is national news that Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law that requires presidential candidates to make public their tax returns before they can be listed on the state's primary ballot. Governor also signed into law yesterday letting opposite-sex couples to register as domestic partners. Wait, I thought they had that already. No, apparently domestic partnership was legalized in California for same-gender couples since 2000 as a compromise to out-and-out marriage back in the day. Domestic partnership is designed to give couples the same legal protections as marriage. San Francisco State Senator Scott Weiner introduced the bill. He observed some couples might prefer domestic partnerships for financial reasons or because they oppose marriage for its historical and cultural reasons. Scott Weiner also introduced a bill the other day to protect sex workers from arrest if they report crimes or if they're caught with condoms. More local news today at 4:04. The Cross Currents Morning Report later this hour and a full half hour of Cross Currents today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.